Ann Arbor and East Lansing, both were the scenes of some pretty big butt-kickings over the weekend. Michigan State served up a 55-16 shellacking of the Nittany Lions, sending the Spartans to face Iowa in the Big Ten Championship next weekend. And Ohio State came to the Big House and steamrolled right over Michigan, 42-13. Michigan Radio sports commentator John U. Bacon is back with us now. John, let's start with Michigan and Ohio State, because you said it last week, the Buckeyes were going to come angry after losing to Michigan State, and boy, did they.
Alas, I was completely correct in that one, and here's what happens with college football as a rule. The roller coaster theory works very well. When you have a bad game, and they did against Michigan State, hats off Michigan State, however. As we said last week, Mark D'Antoni went down there with a second and then third string quarterback and beat the defending national champion undefeated Buckeyes in their place. It's one of the best coaching jobs I've seen. One of the worst coaching jobs I've seen was Urban Meyer's. He's the Ohio State coach in the same game. He switched the protocols for his play calling after that. He was so upset. And trust me, their play calling was a whole lot better on Saturday versus Michigan. Friends of mine at Ohio State are telling me that is the best half they've played all year.
That second half.
It was 14-10 at the first half.
Yeah.
People have forgotten this. 14-10 at the first half, Ohio State, and almost all the other stats were going Michigan's way marginally, but still a back-and-forth game. And then second half was all Buckeyes. It was men versus boys.
I mean, I noticed JT Beard actually finished with more rushing yards than passing yards, which I think kind of said clearly the Buckeyes were convinced they could run against the Wolverines, unlike the week before.
And the Buckeyes were right, it turns out. Look, Michigan was averaging around 100 yards against per game in rushing, which is like 3 or 4th in the nation.
Yeah, yeah.
360-something for the Buckeyes. So you more than tripled it. What was a very good defense turned shredded, basically.
Got to ask you, there's all this talk about the rivalry between OSU and Michigan. And as I learned from your retweet, John U. Bacon, all right, we got this. Ohio State has won 11 of 12 against Michigan. It's the best stretch in the series for either school since Michigan was 13-0-2 from 1897 to 1918. So I learned that on your Twitter feed. Is there really a rivalry?
The definition to me of a real rivalry is when it exists, even when it doesn't exist.
Okay.
Michigan State is in that category. Michigan Ohio State are in that category that no matter where things stand as far as the streak goes, and this is an amazing streak, that it's still a hard-fought game. Now, look, this year was a blowout. But the last 2 years, for example, in 2013, came out of the last play, and Michigan needed 2 points for the win, and they didn't get it. But that's a sign to me of a good rivalry, that they play you tough even when they're not that good. In this case, Michigan was having a good year. Obviously, they're still 9-3.
Yes.
But if you ask the Spartans, you ask the Buckeyes, how happy were you to beat the Michigan Wolverines? The answer would still be extremely. So that's a rivalry. So that, to me, is the difference between pro sports and college sports. Red Wings and Avalanche, for example. No one cares anymore because the personalities are gone. They're not competitive. It's over. These things are going to be around long after we're gone.
Let's talk about the Spartans and what a season with the injuries and more injuries, and yet they really did live up to D'Antonio's motto, reach higher.
And they do. Look, that team plays the chip on his shoulder every weekend, and it serves them very well. This program has won 10 games in 5 of the last 6 seasons. We always paint them as a little engine that could. I'm sorry, they're about the biggest engine in the block. They're the only team to be top 5 last 2 years, and they might be again this year, it looks like. And I think they're going to crush Iowa.
You really do?
I really do, because Iowa's not played anybody yet. Michigan State has beaten 3 top 20 teams, including Michigan, Ohio State, and Oregon. Iowa's beaten nobody on their side of the field, so their side of the division.
It's interesting when you think about all those injuries and all the white-knuckle moments that even went into early November, and here they are coming together exactly when the national spotlight is swinging over onto the Spartans.
Another sign of great coaching. They play their best when it counts the most. His teams always get better during the season. September is often a little scary, but by November they're as good as anybody, and usually so is Ohio State.
What has this season, do you think, shown the rest of the country about the Big Ten now and going forward?
Well, one of my essays for Michigan Radio 2 years ago was, the Big Ten's problem is not the economy or demographics or whatever, it's coaching. This proves, guess what, it's coaching. You've got D'Antonio, of course, Michigan State. You've got Urban Meyer at Ohio State. Kirk Ferentz having a great year at Iowa. Michigan's clearly a lot better with Jim Harbaugh. Mm-hmm. It's coaching. Now you have one of the best divisions in all of college football based on what has changed, coaching.
All right, so let's talk about, do you expect the winner of the Big Ten Championship? You predict it's going to be Michigan State to advance to the college football playoff?
Automatically.
Yeah.
Now,
okay.
This time last year, Ohio State had come in from 7th to beating Michigan to winning a big Big Ten title game to squeeze in at the last minute thanks to losses in front of them. In this case, it's a no-brainer. Iowa-Michigan State winner, whoever wins it, you automatically get, in this case, a bid for the top four.
So are you expecting Clemson, Alabama, Oklahoma, and whoever wins Saturday?
That sounds about right to me. I'll guarantee you one thing, though.
Guarantee me.
One of those teams is going to screw it up because it's November. You watch.
Michigan radio sports commentator, John Eubacon. Thanks so much, John.
Cindy, always a pleasure.